everyone, and welcome to Gentler. This is a podcast about post-grad life, adulthood, and most importantly, self-care. Here we take a practical approach to self-care and gratitude and discuss ways to use them as tools to make life more fulfilling. I'm Maya Fleming, a regular girl who felt cheated after graduating college and decided I deserve more out of life. So I started this podcast to document my journey to becoming that girl and to do it along with you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gentler, the place where we chat about practical self-care and financial wellness and the countless ways that they intersect and engage with each other. I'm Maya, in case you didn't know. Hopefully, this isn't a super unfamiliar voice to you. I know it's been a while since the last episode. We'll get into it. But hello. Welcome if it's your first time. This is a podcast where I share my financial mishaps and all my money mistakes so that you can learn from them and ensure a much smoother and gentler path. You see what I did there? Okay, it's been a minute. It has been a while since I posted an episode, but strangely enough, I thought it had been much longer than what it actually has been. I posted the last episode November of 2021, and I for some reason thought that, it's February now, so that's been a little over 3 months. I thought it had been longer than that, and I do want to say I made attempts to record. It just was one of those things. I'm not going to get into all the specifics of what's been going on in Maya's life right now. It's been kind of wild, but you know, it is what it is. But there are a couple of reasons why things have taken so long that I do want to talk about a little bit. And one thing is just, I've been doing a lot for Gentler on the back end. Launch Money Makeover, that was amazing. Have been handling some other like big picture things. So the podcast, it had to take a seat on the back burner because I am a one-woman team, y'all. It's hard doing all the things by yourself and running a 9-to-5 and being in a relationship and trying to have a life. All those things is difficult. But the other thing is I kind of had a case of bad perfectionism. So if you have a business or are growing a brand, or even probably even if you're just on Instagram as a regular person with a regular account, you probably notice the engagement is like, you know, and as far as growth goes, it's difficult. So I have been kind of slowing the pace on Instagram, even in just my personal use. I'm rarely on the app. I rarely have it downloaded, to be honest with you. So if you've tried to DM me on the Gentler account, send me an email. So because I've been spending such little time on Instagram, I did want to still create content and have a platform that I could connect with potential listeners and audience members. And so I want to try my hand at TikTok. And the first month was really slow, but it was cool. I was testing out different things, trying out different formats, talking to a smaller group of people. And then by December, things started picking up and picking up quickly. So I started November with less than 100 followers and ended December with almost 10K. And I've slowed down a bit. I've been slowing down on content and the algorithms kind of slowed down, but It was a surge of growth that was really, really cool. But with 10K new people in your community, you start realizing that's thousands of people that are going to be looking at your content, potentially judging your content, potentially judging your podcast. So I really, really, really wanted to make sure that I had the best message out for the most amount of people. And unfortunately, that's just not possible. This, like, journey to perfection is probably the quickest way to guarantee failure. And it started making me think about that in all of life's context, including money. Because I think so many of us, we just want to be good, you know? We just want to know that no matter what, I'm good financially. I don't have anything to worry about. I can just chill. Whatever, how can I make sure that that happens? And unfortunately, I am here to tell you, there is no button that you can click. There's no tip, there's no affirmation that you see in the mirror that just fixes all your money problems. The quickest way, the best way rather, to guarantee financial success is to abandon the idea of a guarantee altogether and instead focus on assuming the identity of your goal and taking micro actions and honestly treating yourself like a kid, giving yourself some really good parameters. And so that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I know I kind of gave away the whole like spiel in the first, 5 minutes, but I have some really good advice that I think is going to really help someone today. So hopefully stick around and listen. I know you will because you want to know. That's why you clicked on this episode. And let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so I have always been a pretty goal-oriented person and always considered habits that might allow me to improve. But I've had a lot of difficulty fully adopting those habits, especially if they were in direct contradiction with habits I was already doing. So I feel like sometimes you have habits that don't really compete with something that you're doing, you know, like going for an evening walk or something like that. But sometimes we have habits that require us to let go of another habit that we've gotten used to. So maybe, you know, not drinking, that requires you to stop drinking. And if that's a habit that you have, it's difficult. Or one that I remember clearly, drinking water first thing in the morning and not immediately going for coffee. I had gotten so used to having water. But when it comes to other goals like writing more or working out, all that kind of stuff, something that I've learned that is really helpful for me is assuming the identity of whatever that goal is. And this started from reading Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you haven't read that book yet, I really would recommend it. It's one of those books, and I hate reading books more than once, but it's one of those books that is really good the first time you read it through. And when you read it again, they're good reminders. I read it multiple times just because it keeps me kind of fresh on the process that he explains when it comes to setting goals. But he talks a lot about identity and how that plays a part in how we achieve our goals. When it comes to money, it's hard to save money if you feel like you're bad with money. If you're constantly telling yourself, I'm bad with money, or if all your experiences with money lead into I'm bad with money, it's going to be hard to save because you don't believe you can in the first place. You already think you're bad with money. So the strategy that is helpful there is becoming the person who is good with money, becoming the person who saves, becoming the person who works on their business every day, if that's your, you know, choice, if that's what you do, becoming the person who invests and saying, I'm an investor, and not just, I'm trying to invest money or I'm trying to learn about the stock market. You're trying to learn about the stock market. That's true because you're an investor, because that's what you do. So this looks like, or this can happen a variety of ways. Like I mentioned with the word thing, and that's bigger than it seems sometimes because words mean things. They carry a lot of meaning for us. So whatever is, you know, a monumental or a substantial statement for you, but also there are other ways. Like for example, saving money by eating at home. If that is your goal, then you can go either way. You can say, oh, you know, I'm saving money, so I'm eating at home. I'm packing my lunch. And that sounds kind of lackluster, kind of boring, kind of bland. Kind of like you really want to just go eat out real quick, and then maybe you'll start tomorrow. But you could go ahead and make this an experience that you can be fully immersed in and enjoy. You know, learn new recipes that are your favorites, but kind of stretch you and they're fun. Making cooking a whole experience with, like, I posted TikTok a long time ago and it didn't really go anywhere, but I have been doing Blue Apron. I've done HelloFresh in the past. I love meal kit services or delivery services like that because it just stretches me and I don't have to do a lot of the thinking of what I'm going to eat. But I got the box out, I took out the ingredients, poured a glass of wine, had some music playing. It was just an experience. Opened up the windows. One thing that I realized I love that I never would have thought about, I love cooking when the sun is still out. I don't know what it is, I can't explain it, but that just takes my enjoyment level up a million notches. So for you, it might be something small like that too, that makes you more likely to do it and to enjoy it. You know, post about your food that you're doing. Share your goals with a close friend or accountability partner. Join a cooking or recipe Facebook group. Watch all the recipe videos on YouTube and TikTok. Like, dive in. Let yourself have this. Or if you're starting a side hustle and making earrings and your goal is to get that off the ground, tell people. Don't be afraid to let that be your identity. It's not your whole identity. You're not only someone who sells earrings on Etsy, but that's a part of who you are. Post about it. Wear your jewelry. Tell people that you made the earrings when they compliment it. Take them to craft fairs and farmers markets or wherever you sell earrings. Research this stuff. You know, you let yourself lean in because you're more likely to succeed if you see yourself as the person who does that naturally. If you see yourself as someone who saves money, as someone who writes, as someone who works out like an athlete versus just I'm going to the gym. Telling yourself I am an athlete. I think he uses that example in the book. But that kind of stuff will change the way that you start to think about yourself and the way that you engage with the goal that you have. But it doesn't have to just be stuff that is related to your goal necessarily. You could also think to yourself, how does this person act outside of money? Someone who, in my head, is succeeding in business is not only focused on business. They're focused on creating a good and comfortable life for themselves so that they can show up well. You know, getting a good breakfast in the morning, going to bed at a decent hour, wearing clothes that make you comfortable but confident, getting time outside, having a schedule that honors you versus honoring work. Those are all things I think of when I think of what type of person is the person who reaches this type of financial goal naturally. And it's really fun to think about because when you match all the conditions, the goal has to follow. It's kind of like, I guess, like a manifestation tactic, but like a manifestation isn't magic, but this is like especially non-magical. It's in my head pretty logical where, like, for example, if you have an ice cube and you put it in the desert, it's going to melt, right? An ice cube is not going to be an ice cube in the desert. It's just going to be a puddle or it's going to be vapor when it evaporates. It's not going to be the cube, is my point. It has to be in the right environment. And when it's in the environment, it has no choice but to be an ice cube. An ice cube can't melt in the Arctic. It's too cold. So you have to have whatever that goal is if you've matched the environment. Hopefully that analogy made sense. When you're acting truly like the person that has what you're looking for and not acting. So this used to really like confuse me and bother me. The idea of acting as if and thinking, okay, if I had $1 million, I would spend $1 million. So how do I do that if I don't have $1 million? It's not about like the money. It's not about like what you're spending. It's about the feelings and the experiences to an extent. And I can do another episode on this, but my point is don't get caught up in the dollar amount, but start doing things to make you feel like you are that person. And the longer that you can let that feeling linger, the more likely you are to bring that thing to you just because it doesn't have a choice. An ice cube has to be an ice cube when it's in the right environment. So that is all of that. Again, read Atomic Habits. I said watch because the other day I came across a TikTok creator who was saying something similar about identity. And I was going to say watch him, but I can't remember his name. If I find it, then I will link it in the show notes. So the next thing that has been super, super helpful in guaranteeing success is taking small actions. This is just way more effective for me than trying to be perfect. And that sounds like duh, but seriously, when I am trying to make things as good as possible, even this episode, I recorded this last night, the first part, and you might notice my voice sounds a little bit different because I just woke up right now. And so I just wanted to make sure I got it done. If I kept trying to record the episode in completion, because that's what I used to do. I used to try to do it all in one go. If I didn't like something, I would delete the whole recording. And then when I did it to my satisfaction, I would post it. I wouldn't break up things like I just did today. But that would have meant I had no episode. Or I had to start, just woke up, y'all. Or I would have had to start from scratch over and over and over again, which makes it harder to record the episode. Taking small actions and taking it slow and doing bite-sized actions is making it more likely for me to have a podcast episode to go up. And the same is with money. If you're immediately trying to... Recently, I put on TikTok how money advice that didn't work for me was following the 50-20-30 rule. And I actually am closer to that now, but when I first heard about it, it was just not really possible. One, because I wasn't really making money, and two, I was living in DC, so it was harder to just, like, rent didn't engage with salaries in that way. So that's a whole other thing. But I wish, instead of trying to immediately save 20% of my income, getting frustrated when I had no money, and cleaning up my savings every time, that I have focused on maybe saving 1% or 5%, 10%, and then gradually working my way up until I got comfortable. So that's something that I would suggest to you, finding small ways to do what you're looking to, what you're setting out to do. Because when you try to be perfect, you have burnout and then you just stop improving. So instead, focusing on the small and steady improvement ensures that you get better every day. And if you just get better, you know, 1% every day, that's still a ton of improvement by the end of 365 days or even 30 days. So do what some small thing that you can handle every single day. If you miss a day, that's fine. Try not to miss two, you know? Money dates are a really good action to take because you're at least making yourself aware of your financial situation. And when you track something and familiarize yourself with it, it's more likely to improve. When you see your savings account balance, when you see your checking account, and when you see what your credit cards are sitting at, and you make yourself familiar with it, and you normalize it and take the fear emotion out of it because you're looking at it all the time. Like, if someone jumps out and says boo at you, you're going to jump most likely. If they do it a second time, you might jump if it happens in a different place. A third time, maybe you would jump if it happens that same day. Fourth, fifth, sixth time, you're probably not going to jump anymore because you've been exposed to this already. This is becoming more normalized for you. You're being familiarized with this tactic. So the same thing is with your money. When you start looking at, even if your account's overdrawn, the more you see that negative sign, the less shock it will have to you. You can start approaching it as like, okay, this is the situation. I acknowledge I don't want to be in this situation, but nonetheless, this is the situation. What do I do to get out of it? Because when you have that fear around it, you kind of stop at that fear and like, oh my goodness, I'm in the negative. And then that's it. You freak out. You stress. Maybe you think of some actions, but most likely they're coming from a fear space, which isn't really helpful. There's value in it, but overall, long-term, not the most. But either way, I keep diving into little tangents of episodes I would like to explore, but let's keep it focused. So, like I said, finding small actions like money dates, things like that, even if your money date is simply to look at your bank accounts and your credit cards or student loans and just see like what the balance is. Money Makeover Module 2 really has a great walkthrough for your first money date. It's my favorite part of the entire course. I don't know if you all like make things, but when you make something that you know is amazing, and not to speak or be cocky or whatever, but I know this would have been literally exactly what I needed and all of what I needed. The rest of the course is really, really good too, but it's more like financial literacy. This is like the part where if you do it, it lays everything out that you need to instantly be in a good situation with your money, at least organization-wise. Mindset, mentally and emotionally, that's in other modules, but this also, Money Dates help with that too because, like I said, you're normalizing it. So I'll have the link to Money Makeover in the show notes. This is in Module 2. There is a walkthrough, a planner, and it really just lays out what your first money date should look like, where you're resetting, where you're getting all your numbers, all that kind of stuff, where you're organizing, all that. So keep that in mind. Other small actions could include, like I said, saving smaller amounts, side hustling, but instead of focusing on immediately replacing your 9-to-5 income, maybe you just want to be able to afford to eat out one more time a week, or you want to put money into a gift or birthday fund for your loved ones. So those are all things to think about. The last thing I want to talk about when it comes to kind of guaranteeing financial success is treating yourself like a child. I've talked about this before, but a lot of times we don't reach our goals because we didn't think of them or create them with our current selves in mind. We thought about like our most perfect selves. And this is not the same as assuming the identity. That's still good. But when you assume the identity, you have to keep your current self in mind and think about ways that you can kind of take the mental work out of the goal. So when I say that, what I mean is, like, if I want to drink more water, I can kind of treat myself as a child in this situation by, at nighttime, filling up my water bottle, putting the water bottle by my bed, and going to sleep and waking up, the water bottle's there. It's much more likely that I drink that water because I am looking at the water bottle, if that makes sense. When I say things like you're making goals for your like ideal self, we expect ourselves to set a goal and say, okay, I want to work out 5 days a week. And then we expect ourselves to just go and do it because that's the goal that we set. When you haven't worked out before regularly, you're most likely not going to be able to do 5 days a week because you have not set up the systems necessary for that. If it were that simple, you'd probably already be working out 5 times a week, right? And there are things you can do, an accountability partner. That's a great way to kind of treat yourself like a child in this. And there are things you can do. An accountability partner is a great way to treat yourself like a child during this process. When it comes to, I keep using the example of writing, but just writing down one sentence, making the activity so simple for yourself that it's so much easier to do it. When it comes to money, setting up auto savings so that you do not have to manually save money. If I had to manually save money each time I got paid, I probably would have no savings. But I do have a savings because I took the action out of it, you know? I instantly became a person who saves by creating a system where I literally have no choice but to save. I mean, obviously I can destroy the system, but while the system is still at play, I have no choice. Separating your bank accounts. I talk about this on TikTok a lot, and I think I've talked about it on the podcast a few times. Separate your bank accounts so that you are not touching your bill money when you're at Target or TJ Maxx or at the movies or at happy hour. Put your bill money in a separate account. You can separate the bill money into further separate accounts. I've toyed with the idea in the past of putting all my credit card bill payments in one account, putting auto payments on, and just letting that go. You know, you can do that with any of your bills. You can do that with anything. The only thing I would suggest is having a cushion just in case things are, you know, a price jump happens or they're more expensive than you were planning. If you really want to take it there and treat yourself like a child, giving yourself an allowance, letting yourself spend X amount of money every 2 weeks. And then once that's gone, it's gone. Knowing that you have all the decisions and choices in the world of what you do with that money. But also, when it's finished, you've used it. Budgeting can be difficult, especially when you're new to organizing your money and you're new to telling yourself that you can be good with money. And so things like this kind of set up an anti-budget of sorts because you're organizing your money, but you're not, you know, you're not in the weeds with the spreadsheets and the pie charts and all that stuff. And again, in module 2, we have like a bigger example of this anti-budget, like I call it. Because budgeting is important, but budgeting doesn't have to look the way that it does traditionally. So if you're someone who has seen the spreadsheets and you're like, I don't know what you want me to do with that, I need something simpler, I need something I don't have to think about, then module 2 is definitely created with you in mind. So again, I'll have that in the show notes. But let's move on to our application segment. So your homework. I want you every day for the next week to take out your journal or a piece of paper or the notes app, wherever, and write down, today I will dot, 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 or blank. And then fill in the blank with an action that you can take towards your primary financial goal. After you write it, I want you to say it out loud. And this is the most important part. Do not skip this step, y'all. Saying it out loud really cements it. it really puts in your head like, okay, I am really going to do this. You can take it a step further by including a time or a moment when it will be done. For example, you could say something like, during my lunch break, today during my lunch break, I'm going to take my clothes to Plato's Closet. Or after work today, I'm going to apply to at least one more higher paying job. Things like that. It just really like helps you to really set it in motion and you're more likely to do it. Something that also helps me that I didn't even put in my notes. If by chance you find yourself not doing this thing, say that out loud too. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but for example, if I know that I need to wash my makeup off and do my night routine, but I'm really being caught up in TikTok, I will say something like, well, first let me explain it. So I will bring up the negative impact of my choice and bad habit and call to mind what I'm doing instead. So for example, I will say, okay, and this is out loud, I'll say something like, I'm giving myself more pimples so that I can scroll on TikTok more. Or I'm messing up my bed sheets with makeup stains so I can scroll on TikTok. Or I'm putting off my homeowner's journey because I want to get Uber Eats tonight. And we all know that the coffee eating out doesn't save you. It doesn't stop you from home ownership. If that was the thing keeping you from it, it's likely that a $4 latte is the thing keeping you from owning a house. We get that. But you know what I mean when I say that. So keep that in mind. Whatever your goal is, and if you're doing an action that is going to set you back from that, then call that to mind. Call it out. Call yourself out. So hopefully this episode was useful. It was a little bit all over the place in my head, but I think that's okay. I would much rather be here talking and putting up an episode than focusing on it being perfect. And that's kind of the whole point here. I am astonishingly so tired, you guys. So I think I'm going to post this and go back to sleep. That's the dream, right? To be able to share value with people and be asleep while it happens. So if you want to get in touch with me, email is probably the best route. I don't have the Instagram app on my phone at all times these days. TikTok too, but I don't know if you can message on TikTok. But if you have any money questions or anything, then feel free to comment on the TikToks I've posted. And I'm thinking about sharing a Google Voice number. And the point of that would be so that we can text and do all that kind of stuff. It won't be my real number just because I like to keep some separation. But it's a number that I get on my phone. So it would be like having my real number. I just think that's a much more like intimate way to communicate. And I don't have to be on Instagram and all of that. So if that's something you'd be interested in, let me know. And I might set that up. But like I said, Money Makeover link will be in the show notes. Read Atomic Habits if you haven't already. If I find the TikTok page I was talking about, I'll link that too. But with all that being said, y'all, I really hope you have a great rest of the week. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it and leave a review if you enjoyed it. I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. Bye.